Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Psychologist Mara Steep is around here. You're our personal trainer for the mind. And some serious stress going on in households around the country right now.
Yeah, the final exams at the HSC are one of the key stressful experiences for young people, particularly in our society. It's that time of year where it's all coming to a head and it's all very close to the end, but there's one final hurdle to get through, the final exams at the HSC. So here's some tips for friends and family to be able to support their loved ones through this process. First thing is to try and create a dialogue and space where the young person can actually talk about what's happening for them. Actually opening the space and using the words, talk to me about the pressure that you're under, can actually provide them with the opportunity to actually name what's happening. And sometimes if people around them are able to be okay with naming that, then that gives them permission to speak about it. And as we've talked about previously on Mind Games, a problem shared is a problem halved. If we can actually talk about and communicate about some of these things, we feel a lot better. So creating that space is important. One way that you can do that is really important for parents is to try and maintain as much as possible some shared activities. It might be that meal once a week or that trip shopping, the trip to the movies, that you keep going through that HSC period, and that is just showing the person that they've got that space there to actually connect and leave the study behind for a little bit. Encouraging the young person to maintain an exercise regime and some social contact with friends is really, really important as well, because at the end of the day, we all need to leave the books behind, just like we like to leave work or house stuff behind and actually relax. So maintaining that relaxation strategy is really, really important. And one way that's really, really, really good that parents can do in this is to lead by example and actually show their young people that this is okay, that this is actually important. Another thing that's really important for parents is to really check their own expectations and ask themselves what sort of pressure they may be putting on the young person as well, because often we inadvertently do these things and we may not actually be helping. And the last thing is to encourage good time management strategies. And that's a good way to be able to make sure you can fit in not only the study and the preparation and the planning, but also all the other things that we've talked about today on Mind Games, the shared activities, the exercise, the social contact, and that space to actually communicate about what the young person is experiencing. Good luck.